We're doing the Navi Yeshaya. We're up to what's called the 10th chapter, the 28th Pasuk. The Navi had been describing how the Syrian Empire will fall, although they are coming full of confidence, and they have every reason to assume that they will take down Jerusalem. Hashem will intervene. As we know, Hashem sent a plague and destroyed the Syrian army. So now the Navi is describing how the Syrian Empire made its advances filled with confidence. So the Navi says in Pasuk Chavchet, Ba'alaya tavar b'migron, the Syrian Empire traveled. They came to the city of Ayat. They passed through the city of Migron. They're traveling quickly. Le'michmash yafkid keilav. They left much of their tools in the city of Michmash. They figured it's going to be so easy. We don't have to carry all our tools down to Jerusalem. His men crossed over the Jordan. Geva malon lano. They came to the city of Geva, and they were filled with confidence. They went to rest there in the city. Ordinarily, soldiers sleep out in the field where they can't be taken down. They cannot be surrounded. But his soldiers were so confident, they went to sleep inside the city of Geva. The people of Ramah got very scared when they saw the Assyrian army approaching. Givat Shaul nasa. The people of Givat Shaul fled from their homes. The people of Bat Galim were warned by their neighbors, you should yell, you should flee. The people of Laish, you take heed, you also run. And the people of Anatot, the people of Anatot should hear Aniya. They should hear the calls of other people crying as they flee, and they too should run away. Nadida, you notice the play on words here, by the way. The Charida Harama, Hakshivi Laisha, Aniya Anatot. Yeshaya, in his poetic form, uses words that are similar to describe what each city will do as they run. Nadida Madmina. The people of Madmina, they will shift from their homes. Yoshevei HaGevim Heizu. The people of Gevim will gather to run together. Od Hayom Binov Lamod. He went so quickly because Sanherib wanted to make it to the city of Nov when it was still daytime. And from the city of Nov, you could look down on Jerusalem. So this description, the last four or five psukim describe how all the cities ran, but Sanherib advanced very quickly. Od Hayom, he figured, let me get there while it's still day to the city of Nov. Yenofeif yado ha'arbatzion. And when he reached the city of Nov, he looked down at Jerusalem and waved his hand mockingly and said, but that's such a city, that's such an easy city to capture. Givat Yerushalayim. He looked down and said, what do they call Jerusalem, a mountain? That's a hilltop. That's going to be easy pickings. So this pasuk is a famous pasuk describing how our enemies will sometimes look at us mockingly and say, that's going to be easy. And that's Sancheiriv, Odayom Benov Lamod. Hinei ha'adon Adonai Tzevaot Misa'ef Pura B'maratza. Behold, the master, the one who really controls the world, Hashem Tzevakot, Hashem who controls all the armies, Misa'ef Pura, he's going to cut down the branches. B'maratza, he's going to cut down the branches with this tool that they use to break down branches. The beams that were so tall are going to be cut down. And those that were so high, that were so haughty, will be put down, will be cut down to size. And you understand this is a metaphor for Sanherib and his men who looked down at Jerusalem and they figured this is going to be so easy. And Hashem says, I'll show you. Vinikaf. What? 48, right. It mamash sounds like 48, yes. 48, yeah.
You say that all there is, like, leave, don't worry, it's going to be done within a few hours, you'll have your homes back in extra, right?
Yeah.
It's even more of an analogy when they use Yibat Shul.
And the sivchei hayar, the branches, those broad, strong branches of the forest will be cut down babarzel, by the metal. Nikaf is to cut down or to kill, yeah. The great cedar trees of Lebanon will come down, will be taken down by the powerful one, and that's the angel Hashem sent to take down the Assyrian army. And when you look at that great downfall, you should realize that that's one angle, that's one aspect where a great evil army can be taken down instantaneously. And the flip side of it is that the flourishing of that which is good will also happen. You'll look and see, that they're taken down. So you should know that it's not just a matter of getting rid of the enemy, but no, there's also hope and potential and growth for that which is good, which is the Mashiach, which is going to come out of all this. V'yatza chotel. And there will come out a branch. V'yatza chotel, a king will grow out. Migeza Yishai, from the root of Yishai, the father of David, there will come out this branch, this rulership, the king that's still to come. And a branch will blossom from the roots that were really the roots of King David, that is Yishai. And now the Navi begins a description of the Mashiach. After he's described the downfall of the enemy, he's going to describe the growth of the future leader, the Mashiach, that's yet to come.